Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network, heard across the USA. And I am here with Dr. Jill Berkey, who is an aging in place expert and the founder and creator of Silver Spaces. And you can find Silver Spaces on helping you assess the home you live in so that you can live over the long term as long as possible. And again, Dr. Jill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Suzanne.
I am interested in, if somebody wants to remain in their home as they age, what are the alternatives to being, of course, it depends on the home, right? How do you assess that?
Our assessment looks at a variety of things. We're looking at, and we want you to look at your health and how your health affects the way you live in your home. Okay. Do you have health issues? Mm-hmm. Do you have arthritis, as we've mentioned before? Mm-hmm. Or do you have a condition that may get worse with time? Do you have Parkinson's disease or something that may need a little bit more attention? Mm-hmm. Do you have areas of that would not be safe for you? Our eyes change as we get older. Mm-hmm. We don't see as well. Our cornea yellows. So oftentimes we need more light to see where we've been sitting all the time and we just mm-hmm. don't realize that we need more light. Mm-hmm. We recommend resources. Obviously, the one that's in the top of our room, a task light for reading and that type of thing, and ambient light, which is usually on the wall. But mm-hmm. we also recommend putting motion detectors everywhere in your home so you're not walking through your home in the dark at any point in time.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah, that's important. And you know, we'll have to say, my husband has night lights all over the house because he gets up and down. And I used to think that that was just a little overkill. But whenever I walk in the bathroom to go to in the middle of the night, that light comes on. And, you know, I'm glad it does.
Yeah.
You don't think about it that it's, but you're right. There's so many situations that could happen. You could step on your slipper that you took off before you went to bed. If it's on the back, you know, bathroom floor, there's all different types of situations that can happen if you don't have proper lighting. And that's an easy fix for the most part, isn't it?
It is. You just have to look at your own personal situation. Mm-hmm. But even things a lot of people may not think about. If you have trouble getting out of your furniture, which may sound silly, but if you have upholstered furniture, it's hard to get out of that furniture sometimes. So having leather or microfiber, something where you can slide out of it, is mm-hmm. so much easier and takes so much less effort. Mm-hmm. That's just something we don't think about because we've lived with our furniture for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously when you think about, you know, just we don't think about walking from the living room to the kitchen. We may not even realize that we're hanging on to the back of a chair or that we're doing things. How often do people actually think about those things, you know, what their everyday habits are?
Well, and this is the problem of aging in place. You've lived in your home so long, you don't see this stuff.
Right.
Why I created this assessment to raise awareness of what we don't think about. Mm-hmm. We don't mm-hmm. think about lighting a room before we enter it. That, you know, flip the switch before you walk in the room so that room is lit up before you walk into it. Mm-hmm. Just don't think of those things. Appliances like your stove, those controls should be in the front, like near your tummy, because if they're at the back, you have to reach over the burner. If that's gas and you're wearing a bathrobe, you could light your bathrobe on fire.
Good
and
point.
There's so many things we're so used to in our homes, we just don't even think about it, mm-hmm. which is why this assessment is so valuable.
Well, and also, you know, as you get older, there's stoves like induction stoves that actually are safer than, you know, I know I have a ceramic stove and I don't like it. It takes a long time to cool down. You know, it could be 5 minutes later and I'll touch by accident the burner and it's still pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's what we get so used to. Even adult children, they need to look at their parents' home with different eyes,
Yeah.
because they may have grown up in that home and they're used to seeing these things, and they don't realize their parents may be in danger because there are, as you mentioned, electrical cords, cluttered walking paths,
Yeah, very true.
thresholds they might trip over, the lovely floor rugs we always talk about tripping over. Even as adult children, looking at your parents' home can make a significant difference. Most of the falls that seniors incur are hip fractures. They're expensive and they're hard to heal.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have a parent do that.
Well, and the statistics are, I think a small percentage can go back to living independently once they've had a broken hip, which is really sad. And
Yeah, it
a lot
is.
of times these it, like people will say falls for seniors. I think it's like, what is it, like 75% of senior falls happen in the home? Is that true? Is it that, did I get the
It's that
statistics?
high. And not only that, but about every 20 minutes, according to the National Institutes of Health, an adult over 65 dies from a fall.
Yeah.
And that is so unnecessary,
Yeah.
because things like this assessment are out there to help identify where these risks are, where those
Absolutely.
trip and fall risks are, especially. Because they can be so insidious. You walk over that same darn carpet every day and you don't realize the edge is frayed. And now all of a sudden your
Exactly.
slipper catches on it and you go down. That's really shouldn't be that way.
No, it really shouldn't. And I think the other thing is we forget, going in and out of the house, there might be a step that all of a sudden may not have the proper railing, or is the railing firm enough? So if we do trip, that we can grab onto it and it's not going to fall. And loose railing doesn't do you any good.
No. And the other thing too is, we always bring up grab bars. Grab
Yes.
bars are great unless they're put in the wrong place.
True.
So making sure that if you have one installed, is it installed where you need it? Is it installed correctly? And is it installed very tight so that it doesn't come loose? And you really have to make sure those grab bars are where you need them. Otherwise, they're
Absolutely.
useless.
Absolutely. And so Silver Spaces, you can go onto your website, silverspaces.com. Tell us just really briefly how they can get it and what is the process?
You go to silverspaces.com, and the one-time assessment is $39.95. You pay that. It takes you right into the assessment. You get to choose what rooms you want to do. You don't
That's
have to do them
awesome.
all. You just answer all of the questions in front of you. You just use your finger, tap yes, tap no, whatever the answer is. You're done, you submit it, and then you are given a report, a very detailed report, either as a PDF or as a printable version. It's available both ways. And then you can go back in and make changes. If you didn't answer a question right or you want to do more
That's
room,
great.
you can go
That's
back
great.
in and do it
Yeah.
differently.
So for literally $40 could make a difference in your safety in your home,
Could keep
and
you out
that's
of could keep you out of a nursing home.
yeah, absolutely. And so, Dr. Jill, thank you so much for this information. And we're going to be right back right after this, and we're going to talk a little bit more about aging in place resources right after this.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey go a lot easier.